Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Am I pacing aimlessly or walking toward the goal? Determined or just a drifter lost inside this world? Am I living life? Are my dreams sincere? Or have I fooled myself throughout all these years? Welcome to Thunderdome Metal Reviews. My name is Gabe Cooper. I'm here with David and Tracy. Ben is on assignment, but we are here to discuss albums that you might have missed in 2023 because guess what? It's 2024, and we're all over that shit. We're done. So,
yeah, I see how Gabe Rui feels about this assignment.
No, but I was really glad to get this opportunity, and I'm wondering how you two fine gentlemen are feeling about it.
I'm doing good tonight. No major issues here. Just chugging along. I mean, it's always a good day when you kind of just walk into random metal death, because I had no fucking clue what I was coming into, and it's like, oh, rock death metal. I'm here. And Ben makes a note of that. I'm going to say that in his notes when we get to it.
I guess I'll let him go in a second. I will simply say that I frantically had to do this week's reviews, and some I'd spun earlier, some I had not. The Cataclysm I listened to for the year end. And so I was worried this was going to be weird. Because Gabe is what I would call the wild card category. Like, it's like, this is either going to be cerebral rot or a thing I don't understand. So, something from the T-roll. I don't know. Anyway, so I was very happy with it as it spun, and I regretted I could only spin. I only managed to get through it a couple times.
Yeah.
But it was fun and good and cool and made me curious about them. Like, this was a hit. This was good shit. I mean, there's.
So, we got to tell them what it is. Before we get too far into it.
What is it? Tracy, so, Shannon.
Details for this album. It is decrowned by Structural. It is, what number album is this?
Two, I think. Unless iTunes is missing.
Yeah, this is the second full-length album, released on June 23rd via VC Solo Productions. Shani Friedman on guitars, Nadav Zeidman on vocals, Corin Esko on bass, Tomar Dubinsky on guitars. Guest musician is Nir Nakov on drums, Ian Post on production. Vadim Sergenyenko was given credits for lyrics. Alan Tamir is in the producer's chair. Comes in at a wonderful, quick and easy 45 minutes and 49 seconds. So, yep, this was the crown. I have never heard this band before. I'm assuming it's everybody else's first go around with them.
Yes.
Yes.
So, never heard of
them. Where did you find this at?
So I basically just saw that they were putting out a record, and I, you know, looked them up on Bandcamp, looked them up on Metal Archives, and I decided to listen to it well before I was going to, you know, do the end of the year pick, because I wanted to pick something for, you know, what you might have missed that wasn't, you know, an obvious top 10 for me. And I was also looking at, you know, I was looking at the rest of my picks for the year, and I was saying, I got to get some variety in here too. You know, we talked about a little bit how I tried to get my top 25 to feature a little bit more variety than in the past couple of years. So melodic death metal is something that I do like on occasion, and I felt like we didn't do enough of it this year, so I wanted to get some in there.
I feel earlier years when we forged Ben to march through an enormous amount of soil work. Tracy and I have hit that well hard, but I agree with you. This year we didn't do as much, just I guess because of what
happened. Was soil work last year?
A couple years ago.
It was a couple years ago.
Yeah. Well, you know what I mean. Was it 2022 is what I'm saying?
No, I think it was 2021. That shit feels a long time ago, but again, my sense of time has been destroyed.
It was late 21.
I thought so. Yeah, that was like my second year. And we did like multiple blasts of it. We listened to a fuck ton.
Oh, sorry. We did listen to a lot of soil work though when I was on. So
yeah.
Oh, it kept going. It kept happening.
Because yeah, we had a couple going. Like one off of soil work. We did their double length album just to torture Ben. Their double album.
That's right.
But there were like two blasts of it, right? Am I wrong?
I think it equals two blasts what we've done over the course of the the way of the Thunderdome's life. It's been like two blasts worth, and sure, there's still like five albums we could do. So we need to make sure we get that in there at some point.
Cataclysm but, is sort of
anyway. This is a different kind of thing, I think, too.
Sure.
Cataclysm is melodic death metal. I'm not sure about that. Anyway,
kind of. Apple says it is.
I'm gonna call shenanigans on that one. But anyway, this is different than both of those things.
Yeah.
What I find appealing about this, I think, is that it is also somewhat techie, somewhat tech deathy.
100%. Agree with that.
And, but also just like a lot of, you know, hummable melodies, a lot of kind of like sing along kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Which can be annoying, but I think it isn't annoying here. I think it's tasteful.
Yep. So like I'm trying to, well, in my mind's eye, like trying to picture like melodic death metal, about where I would put these on the graph or something, like something similar to like you have that early first wave where you get At the Gates, In Flames, Dark Tranquility, and then you have this, which kind of is very much, I think it is that feedback of like death metal feedback back onto melodic death metal is kind of very much influencing this, and that it almost, you'd have more of them now, but it does have like, it's just, it's almost tech death. I do agree with you there, because it's just,
I love that about it.
Yeah. Like it's,
I mean, it was an arch fire, but it's, and Tracy, remember, I'm someone who pretends I don't like tech death, so you can get more tech death in secretly.
Exactly.
So I will say, I'm going to pretend I liked the tech death elements in this, so you can get it more tech death. Yeah. No, that was one of the things I liked about it was, I mean, it wasn't full on, like, we're going to bend your mind just for the sake of doing it, but it was, yeah. The tech death elements were nice.
So, Ben's notes. Okay. Gabe, Ben has a question for you, and he wants to know how much I paid you to select this owl.
how much you, Tracy, paid me?
Yes.
How much? Yeah. That's interesting.
Because he goes,
he doesn't think.
Yeah, because he goes prog tech death linking, which, despite some interesting polyrhythms, manages not to be headbanging inducing. Weedle weedle wee guitars, cool vocals though, certainly not the worst time I've heard, but off putting in its way. So,
what can I say? I can't please anybody, so I just try to please myself.
I think you pleased three of us. Oh wait, no.
No, so you know what I mean.
Yeah, for sure. I thought this was good.
Yeah,
but shit, I guess.
Well, I mean, some people don't like prog death or tech death or
sure,
I don't know.
Sure.
Like Ben isn't really impressed by subgenres generally. No. He's just not.
John
He's not beholden to really anything.
Ben likes his metal in its lanes. That's what he likes.
Yeah, he just likes the metal in its lanes. He's not beholden to any subgenres really. Like he's not on the you know, Massachusetts metalcore payroll like I am. He's not a
big breakdown, they'll send him a check.
What payroll am I on? I guess Big Branch, who knows? I like what I like.
Big Breakdown Incorporated.
Big Breakdown.
You're on Morris Sound Studios payroll, that's what that is.
I cannot deny that. I don't know. I have other studios as well that also I'm obsessive over. So yes.
That's the one you've done your pilgrimage to, though. That is the one that you've.
You're not wrong, dude. I have not gone to the Bahamas to the studio.
But you guys, someone. But I think he thinks. But Ben thinks that that Tracy paid me to put this on. Tracy, did you find this to be particularly up your alley when it comes to like the prog aspect or like
On first listen, I was like, holy fuck, this sounds amazing. And be like, I gotta get back to it. I gotta make sure, because I was gonna put them in your list. And I'm pretty sure I ranked this. It didn't make my top 25 as we saw for the end of your list, but it did make it in there. And I really did enjoy this album for the most part. There were a few things that's like it does kind of, I feel like it kind of did hit a little samey at times. But other than that, I rather enjoyed this album for the most part. And it was gonna go wrong with right on. And it was just like on first listen, it was like, holy fuck, this album slaps. I was 100% in the bag for it.
Oh, so I felt. I think this album fucking rocks. And I admit, I'm not going to spin this as much as I try to usually. So maybe the Tracy described fatigue didn't set in. But I thought this from moment one was fun and cool. And it actually kind of helped. I had no expectation at all. I just hit play and it was like, oh, shit. So I was really happy with this. Because
yeah.
I like tech death, but I don't like tech death to the degree Tracy does, being someone who likes their subgenres. So in some ways, again, this was relatively ideal for me. if that makes sense, as somebody who dips their toe in a bunch of these genres but doesn't fully commit. And it was well executed, and the themes were grim as fuck, and maybe you want to kill myself in terms of the shit they're talking about. I don't know. This was, I think Gabe nailed it with this one, which happens a lot. So, bam, done. Awesome. Sorry, Ben. Ben was on a roll tonight. I feel like I had some of the better albums I've had in a while, and Ben did not feel that way. What were the grades? F, D. I don't know. We'll see. What were the grades tonight, Trace?
Yeah, I mean, I think it would take, it would probably just take a different genre to captivate Ben on this one. He doesn't go in for the guitar heroics. He doesn't go in for sort of like that tactical stuff. He doesn't really care for that.
He'll admit it's a thing. He just doesn't.
I thought it was proper heavy though. And you know,
me too.
The vocals are good. You can still understand a good bit of it. So that's nice. And not a given.
For sure.
But yeah, I don't think I have other things to really critique about it at all. I also thought it was cool to bring in a band from Israel. We don't hear from that part of the world too much.
No, we don't. I've only really heard one other band from Israel.
I heard a ton. They're all Goa trance bands.
Yeah.
Like, I know a ton of Israeli music, but it's all in EDM or whatever, or like psychedelic trance shit. So yeah, I don't know a lot of Israeli metal, but this was really good. It's good shit.
Good shit indeed. And this album, I think it's in this weird spot to where it's solid enough, like we're all kind of like in enjoyment of it, but there's nothing like really disparaging that you're like, well, this is bad to really hammer on, but it's not like this overblowing of fantastic, like, oh my fucking god, it's amazing. Like, and just,
well, that's the other thing. It's well, because Ben was like, you know, I picked this record for Tracy, but Tracy's not like goo goo for gaga over it, as Tracy would put it. He's not putting it on the top of his list or anything like that.
No,
and didn't make your top 25. So, like, I mean, the other thing is like, I enjoy like melodic death metal, but I also don't, it's not my go-to subgenre either.
Yeah.
You know, and it's not David's go-to subgenre, I would venture to guess.
I like it a fair amount because I just love soil work. Like, I love a lot of Swedish shit, but it wouldn't necessarily be the first place I would go.
This isn't doing that stuff either. Like, it's not melodic death metal. It's not the Gothenburg kind of
derivative
kind of stuff.
But I like Archspire, and I am, again, very comfortable with, like, Blackground Initiate has some progressive elements in it. I mean, as does Rivers and Nihil, so some of that fucking Reading Pennsylvania hellscape has elements of this. I don't know, again, I really liked this because it was good. That's my super objective analysis. I don't know, this is good,
yeah. Are we ready to talk about tracks?
Sure.
Take the ride, guys. Just take it. That's a good ride.
Yeah, take the ride. I'm there with you. If you had to pull a couple off, though, I enjoyed And the Earth Has Rested and Turbulence. I think Utopia is pretty solid as well. Like, it's got some really well thought out some bangers on there. But take the ride.
I do have one complaint. I think the opening track is just a waste of time. But that's just me.
Oh, that... I the second time I was like, no, I just skipped. I think Your Damnation is badass. Earth is Rest, as Tracy said. I really also like Turbulence. But ultimately, I'm team take the ride. Just take the fucking ride, man. This album rocks. It's only 45 minutes. Don't be a little bee. I don't know. Do it. Just do it, everyone.
Don't be a baby.
Do it. And what did Ben say? Kill yourself?
Didn't care for any of them.
God damn it. Okay, well, we have to drink to that too. Shit, tonight's been punishing.
Your liver.
There's been a lot of all of, none of, and sometimes in the same album, which is amazing.
your liver thanks you for your service.
It's already going through it. Anyway, yes. I say all of them. Because I'm not a coward.
All right.
Frontier's good too. The closure's not bad. It's better than that opening thing. So would we buy it? I would buy this.
We gotta grade it.
Oh fuck. You're right. I'm such a bitch.
For Mitsubishi, I would buy it though. Is a C. Just a solid C.
That's all right.
I'll take that over an F.
Yeah, me too. That's the best grader than I, isn't it? No, except for...
For Ben.
Except for his first pick.
He gave that.
And no, he gave that. But I mean, the ones that weren't his pick got a D and a F.
A B. Catacombs got a B.
Oh. I thought somebody got a D.
I think we need to invent a Ben Lindsay curve.
Yeah.
Gabe gave sleep token to D.
That's exactly what I was thinking of, and I apologize. You're right. I knew his first thing got 94. And I mean, sleep token was shot in the fucking neck. And then it was almost up and Gabe shot it again. Anyway, so what would you so Ben gave this a C.
Yeah, I'll give it a B, a solid B as well. This was a week of good albums, nothing overly great in my opinion, but they were good albums that I didn't like dislike, and I didn't feel like it wasn't the Bruhari of last over again. It wasn't that to where I was just like, I'm over this.
I really like this. This is cool. I'm not going to push an A territory, and maybe I listen to it more than it changed, but I'm going to give this an 89, like the highest B plus. This is good shit. I liked it.
So, you know, this was on my top 25. It was actually ranked at number 14.
Sure.
So this is going to get an A minus, a 91 for me. I should also note that there was another melodic death metal record that I didn't suggest that we review this time that made place 15, which was Majesty's Vast Reaches Unclaimed, and that is channeling that Gothenburg sound. It's very, very good, but I like this a little bit better than that because it's doing something that I thought was a little bit different. But if you're looking for like something to scratch that itch of, you know, very classic melodic death metal, but you don't feel like listening to Swedish stuff, listen to their cousins from Minnesota. Like they're going to give you the same feels.
I want to check that out because I saw it on your list. I was like, who's this? Because I'd heard of a lot of shit. I'm glad you...
they're on 20 bucks spin, and you know how I feel about 20 bucks spin. So.
Oh, kickbacks, dude. Kickbacks. You're on the payroll of so many people. Big Murder Basement, Big Hardcore.
Mm-hmm.
Big specific record labels. Anyway, I thought this was a really cool pick, and I'm glad Ben didn't fail.
It was. Yep. Our average is it's 85, so right there at a B. I think I'd buy this.
I'm Ron Burgundy.
Like, this would be the on sale record bin label. This would be the Christmas Black Friday special purchase. This is what this would be.
Yeah, I'm going to buy this. Or I would buy this. Let's put it that way.
Dunn did buy this. I already told you before I gave a grade, like a doofus. So I would buy this. This is cool shit. Offer's cool. Idea of this badge is cool. I don't know. This is a yes to purchasing. Yeah. What are we doing next, Tracy?
Next, I don't have that one open.
You don't even know, do you?
Well, I don't, because we get into the June pick, and Ben's got his January pick.
June? I was like, what's happening in the schedule?
But Ben's got it in there, and it is Project Regeneration Volume 2 from Static X.
Oh, fuck yes. I hope they don't delay it again. Let's hope
that actually comes out.
Jinx. Yeah. If it actually comes out.
Damn it. Dope, Edsel. Edsel dope, rather. Dope, Edsel. Just put it out.
Let's see.
It will be the end of an era, because as we've discussed, that's the end of the vault. The Disney vault they have of rest in peace. I'm going to pour this out on the ground and Wayne Static's material.
Yeah. Which should be out in 14, 12 days as the time of recording. So.
Yeah, Ed Moz in. We'll see, man.
Looking forward to it.
Yeah.
Me too.
Yeah. Mimi Pia.
Hello, everyone. Thanks for tuning in, and tune in next time here on Thunderdome Metal Reviews.
Check us
out. Because.